Hi, Rebecca Shear here, inviting you to join the Circle Round Club. You can get ad-free episodes, bonus bedtime stories, and first dibs on tickets to Circle Round events, plus exclusive access to our club store, where you can get special extras, like a personalized birthday message from me. Join today at wbur.org/CircleRoundClub.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
Do you have a dream for your future? Something you wish to be or do? In today's story, we'll meet a character who has a big dream. And though he's not so big himself, he'll do whatever it takes to make it come true. I'm Rebecca Shear, and welcome to Circle Round, where story time happens all the time. Today, our story is called The Young Healer. It was inspired by a tale told in Angola, a country in southern Africa. Some really great people came together to bring you our version of this folktale, including Jonagan Booth, who recently starred opposite Snoop Dogg in the Amazon MGM comedy The Underdogs, now streaming on Amazon Prime. So, circle around, everyone, for The Young Healer. Omari lived in a village with his parents. One year, Omari's parents fell ill, and though the village healers did all they could, the young man watched helplessly as his beloved folks grew sicker and weaker until one day they were gone. Omari was devastated, but there was one sliver of hope, or so he thought. He would be sent to live with his uncle, a wealthy man who owned a big farm on the other side of the country.
I miss my parents so much, but how generous of my uncle to take me in. Though I never met him, it would be comforting to live with a kind and caring relative.
But as it turns out, Uncle was not a kind or caring relative at all.
Listen up, kid. I don't know what sort of easy-peasy life your parents gave you, but if you're going to live with me, you're going to earn your keep. First thing each morning, I want you out in the fields. You'll spend the entire day hoeing, planting, and reaping, and don't even think of calling it quits until well after sundown.
Omari felt his heart sink. But knowing his uncle was all the family he had, he did his best to smile.
All right, Uncle, I'll do as you say. But once I come back from the fields each night, can't we sit down and have dinner together? I always had dinner with my parents when they were done with their work.
Uncle gaped at his nephew as if he had just spouted gibberish.
Have dinner together? Are you for real? I'm not going to wait until past sundown to enjoy my meal. When you get back from the fields, you can scrounge around the kitchen for leftovers, if there are any. I've been known to have quite the appetite.
And thus began Omari's new life on Uncle's farm. Each morning, he woke up on his lumpy hand-me-down mattress.
Time to get to work.
He got dressed in his increasingly ragged clothes.
How is there another hole in his shirt?
Then he hurried out to the fields, where he spent all day hoeing, planting, and reaping. Once the sun went down, Omari trudged back to Uncle's house. The farmer was usually fast asleep, his belly nice and full after a hearty evening meal. So Omari would creep into the kitchen and scrape together whatever leftovers he could before returning to his lumpy mattress and falling asleep. It was a far cry from the comfortable life he had enjoyed with his parents, but there was one thing that brought Omari some comfort, and that was the river. The long, winding river ran along the edge of Uncle's farm. And sometimes, before Omari went back for his nightly leftovers, he would stroll to the riverside, nestle down in a cozy spot, and he would talk to the river as if it were an old friend.
Good evening, river. Check you out. All bright and sparkling in the moonlight. Looking good, my friend.
Omari told the river his troubles,
Would you believe Uncle didn't save me any leftovers last night? Again.
He told the river his woes.
The sun was so scorching today, River. I was certain I would melt or roast, if not some combination of both.
But he also told the river his dreams.
Can you keep a secret, River? One day I dream of becoming a healer, someone who can cure people of whatever ails them and save their lives. I know it's too late to save my parents, but if I can make my dream come true, I could save hundreds of people, if not thousands.
When Omari talked to the river, he never expected it to talk back. But one night, as Omari tossed and turned on his lumpy mattress, he dreamed he heard the river's voice.
Omari, I have listened to you talk about your hopes and dreams for a new life, and the time to start that life is now. Visit me at sunrise, Omari. Keep your eye on the current. When you see three baskets float downstream, choose the one you find most pleasing and use whatever is inside to begin your new life.
Omari woke shortly before sunrise and immediately remembered his dream. Figuring he had nothing to lose, he jumped out of bed, then sprinted across the farm to the river. He made it to the bank just as the first rays of light were peeking over the horizon.
All right, River. I'm here. Let's see what you got.
Omari gazed at the water. Suddenly, he spotted something floating on the flowing, rippling current.
It's a basket, just like the river said, and it's massive. I could probably fit inside it if it was empty, but clearly it's not empty. All sorts of things are sticking out the top, but what are they?
Omari waited for the basket to come closer.
Whoa, those are spears, long and pointy and short. I see bows and arrows too.
Omari's eyes grew bright.
This basket is full of hunting tools. If I pick this basket, I could become a successful hunter. I could also have plenty of food to eat and sell, and I'd live so much more comfortably than I do now. But...
Omari's eyes dimmed.
But I don't want to be a hunter, no matter how comfortable I could be. That's not my dream.
So he let the first basket drift on by. Before long, a second basket appeared.
This basket doesn't look as big as the first one, but it's filled to the brim with something. What is it?
Omari squinted for a better look. All at once, a smile spread across his face.
This basket is full of cloth. Beautiful cotton of every color in the rainbow. If I pick this basket, I could become a merchant and sell this cotton for a pretty penny. And I'll live so much more comfortably than I do now. But...
Omari's smile vanished.
But I don't want to be a merchant, no matter how comfortable I could be. That's not my dream.
So Omari let the second basket glide by. Within moments, a third basket came into view. This basket was different from the others. Not only was it much smaller, but...
It's covered with the lid. How am I supposed to know what's inside?
Omari glanced downstream. The current was especially slow this morning, and the first two baskets, the bigger, uncovered ones, were still within reach. It wasn't too late to jump into the water and pull one of them out. But then he thought better of it. He extended his hand and grabbed the small, covered basket.
I guess I made my choice. Now I'll see what's inside. And my new life... We'll begin.
What do you think Omari will find in the basket? We'll find out what it is after a quick break.
Support for the Circle Round podcast comes from Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform that lets you find candidates fast. Ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/circle round. That's Indeed.com/circle round. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'm Rebecca Shear. Welcome back to Circle Round. Today, our story is called The Young Healer. Before the break, Omari had dreams of becoming a healer. His beloved river offered him a choice of three baskets. He must use one of them to begin a new life. The first basket was teeming with hunting tools. The second basket was brimming with cloth. Omari decided to hold out for the third basket, which was covered with a lid. When he pried the lid off and looked inside, his face beamed with delight.
This basket is full of cups and bowls, bottles and bandages, herbs and plants. These are all things that healers use. With the stuff in this basket, I could follow my dream and become a healer. I could cure people and save lives. There's just one problem.
Omari's heart fell.
I don't know how any of this stuff works. And how would I ever learn when I have to spend my days hoeing, planting, and reaping for my selfish, greedy, ungrateful uncle?
Omari clenched his fists. If he had picked one of the other baskets, he would know exactly what to do with their contents.
But now I got this basket, crammed with medicine things, and I don't know the first thing about healing. How can I be so foolish as to
follow your dream?
Omari sprang to his feet.
Who said that?
I did.
Omari shifted his gaze to the river.
River? Is that you? You can really talk?
You bet I can talk, Omari, and I believe you need a good talking too. Picking this basket was not foolish. Following your dream is not foolish. But ignoring your heart and staying trapped in this life, that would be foolish.
So what do I do?
You will learn. I will teach you how to use the things in this basket to heal people and save lives. Visit me each morning at sunrise, Omari. Pay attention. Work hard. And I promise you will become a healer.
And thus began Omari's daily lessons with the river. Under the early morning sky, he learned about herbs that cured sour stomachs and plants that fought off fevers. He learned how to grind roots and crush leaves to make soothing ointment, and how to simmer flower petals and boil twigs to make nourishing tea. After each lesson, he scampered off to the fields and spent the rest of the day hoeing, planting, and reaping for Uncle. One night after work, as Omari was about to raid the kitchen for his usual leftovers, he froze in the doorway, because sitting at the table was his uncle. Beside him was a man, and he was sobbing. Uncle didn't notice his nephew. He was too busy glaring at his weeping visitor.
Come on, man! Get a hold of yourself. You've been crying so hard, you still haven't told me who you are or why you came pounding at my door at this godforsaken hour.
I'm sorry, sir. I came from across the river where a horrible sickness has struck my village. Everyone is falling ill. Even our local healer is sick. I came to your farm to ask, might you know how to help us?
Uncle rolled his eyes.
I do not know how to help you, but I do know how you can help me by letting me sleep. So why don't you get out of here before I...
Wait!
Uncle snapped his head toward the doorway.
Nephew, what are you doing here?
This man's village is sick, and I can help.
You?
Uncle's lips curled into a smirk.
Since when is my good-for-nothing nephew a miracle healer?
Omari ignored the snide remark and laid a hand on the man's shoulder.
My friend, I'm sorry to hear what your village is going through. It's hard to watch your loved ones suffer, but I promise I can help.
If what you say is true, young man, and you really can help my village, my people will pay you handsomely, very handsomely. Come, we must leave at once.
But just as Omari and the man turned to go...
Not so fast. Lest you forget, kid, I am the one who took you in when you were all alone in this world. I am your official guardian. Therefore, if by some miracle you're actually able to heal these people, whatever payment they give you goes to me, so I can officially guard it permanently.
Omari sighed. He didn't want to waste precious time arguing with his selfish, greedy, ungrateful uncle. So he grabbed his basket of medicine things and left the house. The moment he reached the village across the river, he set to work examining everyone who was sick. Then he rooted through his basket, plucked out some herbs, roots, and leaves, and boiled them into a steaming broth. He gave his patients their medicine. Then he waited. Within days, all of the sick people were well again. The villagers beamed with gratitude as they sent Omari home with his payment. 2 cows, 2 goats, and 2 chickens. When Uncle saw Omari's payment, he rubbed his hands together with glee.
3 pairs of beautiful farm animals for a little medicinal mumbo-jumbo? Oh, I'd say you were overpaid, kid. But the truth is, I was. Now give me my payment.
Omari flashed a smile. Then he took 1 of the 2 cows, 1 of the 2 goats, and 1 of the 2 chickens, and handed them over.
What are you doing, kid? Why are you giving me just half of your payment?
Omari smiled again.
Because, Uncle, becoming a healer was my dream, and I worked hard to achieve that dream. I'm going to heal people all across this land, and I deserve to keep half of what I'm given.
Uncle folded his arms.
Well, well, well. Get a load of Mr. High and Mighty. Listen, kid, I don't care if you heal people all across this earth. There's no way I'm letting you keep half.
No way, you say?
Now Omari folded his arms.
Then I'll stop healing people. I'll stop bringing home any payment or overpayment. And I'll go back to hoeing, planting, and reaping. You won't get any cows or goats or chickens, just my sweat.
Uncle was quiet for a moment.
Okay, fine. You can keep half of what you make as a healer. Just be sure you actually heal people, and you don't make them worse.
Well, wouldn't you know it, Omari did heal people. Many people. As word of his skills spread, he began journeying from village to village, curing all sorts of illnesses and ailments. And every time he came back to Uncle, the selfish, greedy, ungrateful man was waiting at the door, eager to snatch his half of Omari's payment. But one day when Omari returned...
Uncle, I'm back!
His uncle was not waiting at the door. Instead, he was lying in bed. His eyes were tightly closed. His body was racked with tremors, and his face was drenched with sweat.
Uncle, you're burning up with a fever. How long have you been sick like this?
Uncle didn't respond. He didn't even twitch an eyelid.
Oh, man, he's completely out of it. Uncle and I may have our differences, but I must heal him. I must.
Omari rummaged through his basket of medicine things. He mixed a little of this, he ground a little of that, then he filled a wooden bowl with sweet, sticky syrup.
Uncle, I don't know if you can hear me, but you must drink this, now.
Omari held the bowl to Uncle's lips. Once it was empty, he tucked it into his basket and tiptoed out of the room. The next morning, as Omari was packing for yet another healing trip to yet another village, he heard a knock at his door. He opened the door, and there was Uncle. Unlike yesterday, the farmer was looking fit as a fiddle.
Hey, kid, you're back from your trip.
Omari nodded. Clearly, Uncle was so out of it yesterday, he didn't remember a thing.
Yes, Uncle, I am back from my trip. I healed a lot of people. A lot of people. I suppose you like your payment?
Uncle carried on as if he hadn't heard a word.
I gotta tell you, kid. I was so sick while you were away. Sick as a dog. I didn't think I was going to make it. But wouldn't you know it? I got better. Overnight. It was a miracle.
A miracle?
Oh, yeah. I was lying there in my bed, sweating out buckets and shivering like a leaf, when all of a sudden, somebody came into my room.
Really?
And they mixed me up a batch of sweet, sticky syrup.
Did they now?
And I gotta say, that sweet, sticky syrup of theirs saved my hide.
He paused.
My selfish, greedy, ungrateful hide.
To Omari's astonishment, Uncle wiped away a tear.
And so, now that I truly know what this miracle worker is capable of, I believe they deserve something. They deserve to keep everything they earn, everything they've ever earned. They also deserve my apology for being the worst official guardian ever.
He took hold of Omari's hand.
I just hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me.
Well, Omari did find it in his heart to forgive Uncle. And not only did Uncle return Omari's half of everything he'd earned, he rewarded his nephew with his very own piece of land. And for the rest of Omari's days, he lived on this beautiful patch of earth right beside the river, where his bright, dreamy future had first begun. Now it's your turn. You can work toward making your dreams come true by creating a bucket list. A bucket list includes accomplishments, experiences, and achievements that someone wants to have during their lifetime. But you can narrow it down by making a bucket list for the year. Grab a piece of paper and some markers and either write or draw things that you would like to do, experience, and achieve over the next 12 months. Once you're done brainstorming, put your list somewhere you can look at it often. Then have fun as you check items off your list and make your dreams come true. This week's episode, The Young Healer, was adapted by me, Rebecca Shear. It was edited by Sophie Codner. Our original music and sound design is by Eric Shimalonis. Our artist is Sabina Hahn. Sabina has created a black and white coloring page for all of our Circle Round stories, and you can print them out and color them in. Grown-ups, visit our website, wbur.org/circleround, and click on Coloring Pages. Special thanks to this week's actors, Erica Rose, Jefferson A. Russell, Ryan P. Schreim, and Jonagan Booth. You can see Jonagan Booth starring opposite Snoop Dogg in the Amazon MGM comedy feature The Underdogs, now streaming on Amazon Prime. Our featured instrument this week was the kalimba. You can read about this African thumb piano and see a photo on our website. Once more, that's wbur.org/circleround. And while you're at wbur.org/circleround, you can check out our upcoming live events, get your hands on our Circle Round picture books, and you can support your favorite public radio podcast by joining the Circle Round Club. Sign up today and plenty of goodies will come your way, including a Circle Round Club t-shirt and newsletter, early access to tickets for Circle Round events, bonus bedtime stories, ad-free episodes, and videos about the musical instruments we use. You can also get the Circle Round stuffed lion, tote bag, and a personalized birthday message recorded by me, Rebecca Shear. Become a member now at wbur.org/circleround. Grown-ups, if you enjoy Circle Round, please leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app. It means the world to us. Circle Round is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Rebecca Shear. Thanks for circling round with us. Now that you've made it to the end of this Circle Round episode, we want to know, what's your favorite Circle Round story? Thousands of fans just like you have been telling us about the Circle Round stories they like best. Take a listen. Maybe one of their favorites is one of yours, too.
My name is Alexandra. I'm from Canada, and my favorite Circle Round is the one when that lady had to grow crops. She went to the forest, and they met these ladies who were like named Fall, Winter, Spring, Summer.
My name is Leonardo. I live in Utah. My favorite Circle Round story is Donkey Biz. My favorite part is when the girl tricks the boy that the donkey poops gold.
My name's Samantha. I live in Stansbury, Utah. My favorite Circle Round story is a horse of a different color. I like the part when the girl says, rainbow horse, I set you free. Now it's your turn to help me.
My name is Maya, and I live in Massachusetts. My favorite book is The Missing Mountain, and my favorite part is when the lady signs Dale.
Hi, my name is Yosha, and I live in Berkeley, California. And my favorite Circle Round is the lion's whisker, and my favorite part is when the sister and brother give the lion the meat.
My name is Eleanor. I'm from Portland, Oregon. My favorite Circle Round story is the fruit pot. I like the part when the pot says, take me, now I hear it.
Did someone mention a story you've missed? Not to worry. Grown-ups, you can find all of our Circle Round stories, plus links to the Circle Round Club, picture books, coloring pages, and oh so much more on our website, wbur.org/circleround.